Amen. Amen.
This is just a question we ask in the church that I was growing up in.
Yeah.
Because people come for different reasons. Can I just take my time? Take my time. People come to church for different reasons. Some people come to church just to see what you got on. Some people come to church just to see what the preacher is wearing. And if you came to church tonight, come on up here, Pastor. Come up here, Pastor. Look what the preacher's wearing tonight. Some people come to church for various reasons. So we used to ask a question. Something like this then. I don't know what you come to do.
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 I said, I don't know what you come to do.
I don't know what you come to do.
I come to clap my hands. I come to clap my hands. If you come to clap your hands, I come to clap my hands. 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 Said, I don't know what you come to do.
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 I said,
I don't know what you come to do.
Hey.
I come to South Front Joy. 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 came to do.
I don't know what they came to do.
To hear what this saith the Lord. Amen, amen, amen again. Amen. And I'm going to thank the Lord for another day, a day which we have not seen before, a day which we will not see again unless we hit it on rewind. And sometimes we don't want to hit it on rewind. We want to just let the past be the past and keep on going towards the future. But, you know, I know one thing. I don't want to be distracted. So how many times have we caught ourselves being distracted, doing everyday tasks? Well, this second Sunday service of April the 14th, 2024, of Let's Do a Radio with Pastor J. Rick Rollins, the second of the Edge Community Church of Central Florida, Tampa. He's going to speak on being distracted, taken from Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. I am your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Unicycle Designs, and we are broadcasting you this evening worldwide. So welcome, worldwide congregation, and we invite you to call in tonight at 845-241-9985, 845-241-9985, or tune in to www.blogtalkradio.com/ Let's Do It Radio, or join us on the air live and in living color, or in the chat room at the same www.blogtalkradio.com/radio, or you can Skype in, or some people who love me and know my number, because it's Miss Inez. I love what the preacher is saying. Preach, Reverend, preach. You can also text me. So there you go. You got many ways to join us in church tonight to become a part of the Let's Do a Radio congregation of our guest, Pastor J. Rick Rollins II of the Edgemont Community Church of Central Florida out of Tampa. So to keep us here on the air, live and in living color on these days, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and on Sunday evening service, you need to cash up at $ANAISCVALCOUR or through Venmo at MC-INEZ or through Zelle if you know my cell or my tail. So I want you all to put your hands together by giving Pastor Rick Rollins of the Edge Community Church of Central Washington a rousing and warm welcome like you always do. Come on, let's give him a hand praise. Come on, y'all.
Good evening, and how are you? We bless the name
of
the Lord. I cannot wait for tonight's word. As always, Ms. Inez, I am grateful for the opportunity to share with you on the second Sunday. And I believe that the Lord has a word for us tonight, and I look forward to listening to how he imparts with what he has for us.
Amen, amen, and amen again. I will do scripture. I read what he wanted me to read earlier, and I could read that again, or I could read another one. And then we have Reverend Carolyn on the line as well, and if she would do the invocational prayer. Let me see. Would you want me to read that again?
I'll text you the other scripture. Let Pastor Carolyn go and do the invocation. I'll send you the scripture.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's going to do prayer. Go ahead, Reverend Carolyn, if you're available, do the prayer.
And if she's not, Dr.
We have Dennis on the line as well.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. What did you call for me to do? I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Do the invocational prayer.
Oh, okay. Father, we come this evening. We honor your presence, oh God. Hallelujah. It is a privilege and an honor to enter into your presence once again, dear God, that we may worship you, that we may hear from you, oh God. Hallelujah. Father, I ask, dear God, for every listener on the call tonight, this evening, that we will have open ears and open hearts, hallelujah, to receive what thus saith the word of God, that not only we will be hearers of your word, oh God, but we will be doers of your word, hallelujah. Dear God, we pray that you would just speak and that you will move. We're your people. We're desperate. We're hungry. Hallelujah. We're thirsting for you. Hallelujah. You are the living God, and there's none other. And I pray, dear God, that a fresh fire, fresh anointing will fall on the speaker tonight. Hallelujah. That our ears will pierce, that our hearts will burn, and that we will never be the same. We give you glory, and we give you praise for every word, every song, everything that is done. You be glorified. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask and pray. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank
and I will
God.
Be reading from Luke, the 10th chapter, the 38th through the 42nd verses. Again, that's Luke 10, 38 through 42. I'll give you a couple of seconds to catch up with me. Luke 10, 38 through 42. Now, it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she may help me. Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that which shall not be taken away from her. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and those who heard his word. And that was from the new, from the King James Version. Amen, amen, amen again. And we don't want to be distracted, and we don't want God to be distracted from passing us by. Amen.
It's the second Sunday of the year. And how you start your year is how you'll end it. If you start with a praise, you'll end with a praise. Come on, choir, have me not. Come on.
Don't want the Lord to get distracted and pass me by. I want to go to heaven, H-E-V-E-N. Yes, I said heaven. Yes, 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 yes. But right now, I'm going to introduce Pastor Rick Rollins. He's an award-winning talk show host, for those of you who have may not heard him before, a media personality, a great voice on the radio, stylist, designer, author, publisher, internationally published, and award-winning photographer. And Pastor, what we call as a, you know, a man, who person who has many hats, we call him a Renaissance man. That's what Rick is. Pastor Rick is. Pastor Rick is the lead stylist, owner, and buyer of Ricardo's Menswear. Hopefully he'll give us an update on that, which is a men's modern-day haberdashery. He is the pastor of the Edge Community Church of Central Florida out of Tampa. So after this next song, Can't Turn Back by Charles Jenkins Fellowship Choir, we will be graced with the voice, the velvety voice of Pastor J. Rick Rollins II. Amen, 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 amen. Let's give him a hand praise. I got to get my technology together. Come on, let's give him a hand praise. Amen, amen, amen. 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 Don't want to get distracted. Can't turn back.
I rose this morning in my right mind. Brand new mercy came right on time. Claim it right now, victory is mine. Hand me a stick so I can draw the line. I can't let it bring me down. I can't let you turn me around. Cause I've got God on my side and I, yeah. Well, I've got God on my side and I. I've been praying, I've been giving, I've
get out of this. Well, I've got God on my side, and I.
Amen. Let's not get distracted. Let's hear from heaven. Amen. It's in your hands. Pastor Rick.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. Just talking away. We bless the name of the Lord Most High tonight. We got distracted for a moment.
Amen.
We praise God for each of you that are with us tonight. Know that
Amen.
My dear friend, Dr. Natalie Kennedy, is listening tonight. So, Dr. K, we welcome you to our second Sunday night peace. We are glad that you're with us tonight. In the book of Luke, the 10th chapter, the 38th through the 42nd verse, we encounter a familiar story that most of us have heard of Mary and Martha, which resonates deeply with our modern struggle against distraction. In the series Distracted, we have talked about the fact that distraction is directly from the devil. It is his greatest weapon to keep us from destiny. I need you to hear me tonight.
Amen.
That when you are distracted, what happens in the process is that you lose sight of what is divine, deliberate, and destined. Hence the reason it is called destiny. What happens is that when the enemy is so busy throwing things at you, he realizes that we are creatures of habit, and in this day and age of technology, our mindset is easily distracted. That our goals are easily distracted when we see on social media people in Dubai, but you can't even get downtown. When you see people driving fancy cars and you praying that your hoopty will make it to the gas station. We get distracted by things and people with things, and we forget to keep the main thing the main. We get distracted. Mary and Martha are an easy representation of getting distracted. Understand tonight that if you can keep the distractions to a delineated, dismal presence, your goals will always stay before you and the master. Need you to hear what I just said. That when you keep your focus on him, he keeps his focus on you. We can't get caught up in what we don't have or what we aren't doing or what others aren't doing. It's so easy when you are part of a team to get distracted by what other folks are doing, and before you know it, you have fallen into the same category because the distractions have now began to do exactly what they're supposed to, distract you from your destiny, from your designated purpose, and you now are in busy. I'm sorry, I keep dropping the phone. You keep getting distracted, so you get further and further and further and further behind, and you lose focus and you lose sight of that which is important. How many of us understand tonight that it's easy when you are doing kingdom work to do the very same thing? How do you mean, Pastor? Let's look at Martha and Mary. Martha finds herself in the kitchen. She has ordained and appointed herself to be the help ministry. It is her job to make sure that the food is on point.
It is her job to make sure that the house is right. It is her job, her job, her job, her job. But when she sees that Mary has taken a seat at the feet of Jesus, all of her jobs now overwhelm her. And what she fails to understand is that all that she deemed important was nothing more than a distraction. While necessary, while according to tradition and all of that, Mary was doing what she was. She was being the hostess with the mostest. Remember when Jesus says to when he encounters what we believe to be the same Mary who cracks the alabaster box and pours at his feet, he tells the host, she did what you didn't do. So Mary, Martha, who probably heard about it, said, Jesus ain't going to call me out like that. Let me be about what she believed to be the master's business, making sure that he knew that his presence was a privilege. How many of us have forgotten so distracted that we forget that the presence of the Lord is a privilege?
Amen. Amen.
That we get so busy in the things that we do. It is so easy, Ms. Inez, to get caught up in preparing the program that we forget the purpose of the program. We get so caught up in trying to make sure that everything is perfect that we forget that we are not perfect, but perfecting. In this process, God is not going to see if y'all forgot to print programs. God is not going to care if you forgot to print the program. But there are some people who feel that it's so important, hand raised. I remember how many Sunday mornings I almost found myself late for church trying to make sure that the printed program was done. Why? Because I had so many other things that distracted me that I couldn't get to the program earlier because I was always of the mindset, let's not print the program until we know that everything on there is still happening, that everything is in case the message changes. I took on making sure that our program was done, one, because I was a graphic artist, two, because I wanted to make sure that it tied into whatever we were doing and saying. There were very few times that I could find somebody that could match my level of mastery to get it done. And I wanted everything to represent what we were doing. Now, hear me what I just said. I wanted it to represent what we were doing, not who we were doing it for. Now, you say, well, Pastor, it's easy to get caught up in the stuff of church that we forget the purpose of church.
Mm-hmm.
Did they just free somebody tonight? If there's no printed program next Sunday, nobody's going to care. You got some folks who choose to take that time to read the program when you preach it.
Get distracted.
Exactly. They get distracted. So when we cut down on the distractions, we can then find ourselves back on point and back on purpose and in place because we have deleted and delineated the opportunity to be distracted by delineating and doing away with the distractors. Come on, somebody. Look at this tonight. Dr. Kay and I were talking briefly before it was time for me to sign on, and I was sharing with her that the congregation that meets across the street, that they tend to dress very flashy with all of these things. And I said, it becomes even attire becomes a distraction of the real reason why we're there.
Come on.
Yeah, we all want to look good. Ain't nothing wrong with looking good, but the Bible says, come as you are. It doesn't say go and get in debt. And how many folks have gotten in debt trying to make sure they look good on Sunday? Because they wear a uniform Monday, Tuesday through Friday, and sometimes Saturday.
if they have to.
Come on.
Let's get back to Mary and Martha for a moment. Those were freebies. Look at this. Mary and Martha are in this place, and we understand that what resonates with us is this modern struggle against the distractions. Mary and Martha are a prime example. So as we delve into the message, let's look at these 4 points. We're going to stay with four because any more might be a distraction. Look at this. Let's look at the distractions, the detectors. One, oftentimes being booked and busy is our biggest enemy. Okay. Did anybody catch that?
Say it again.
Being booked and busy becomes our biggest enemy. It becomes enemy number one. Why? Because let's look at Mary. Mary was so booked and busy into what she was doing, she was going to miss the opportunity that Martha was so booked and busy that she was going to miss the opportunity that Mary sees. Now, what Martha also did was get caught up in the trappings of tradition and all that she was supposed to do, that she missed what she needed to do. How many of us get so caught up in what we are supposed to do that we miss out on what we need to do? Understand this, that we get so busy that we then become so overwhelmed that getting it done becomes more important than why we're doing it.
Come on.
Getting it done becomes so much more important than who we're doing it for. Getting it done becomes so much more important because we want people to talk about how much we did instead of how much we did for who we did it for. Song says, more of you and less of me. When we get so caught up and it becomes about us instead of Jesus, when what we're doing becomes more about us getting it done than doing it for Jesus, there's a problem. So booked and busy becomes our number one, our enemy number one in our wage of war against distractions. Earlier tonight I talked, and I'll get to it in this message, but I rearranged the message because I said, God, I want to use Martha and Mary because it is the prime example. There's so many of us, especially when you are involved in ministry, that it's so easy to get caught up in the mechanics of ministry that we forget the mission of ministry. Let me let that sit for a second. If we were on social media right now, I'd be asking if that's you and that hit home to press the number one, to push a one. Because understand this, that it is, I love seeing well-oiled services. There's a church that I go to when I get an opportunity called Radiant. Radiant has the most, it has the slickest guest ministry service. And I'm not talking about, I'm talking about it's a well-oiled machine and it just happens like it's supposed to. Now, I don't know what goes on behind the scene, but as a pastor looking in, I'm like, good God in Zion. They have it. They're the people who meet you in the parking lot, get you to the people who are at the door. The people at the door get you to the place where we greet guests. And somebody says, well, that's the trappings of ministry. But it is also a part of giving your best to the master, putting your best foot forward. Now, granted, that's what Martha was trying to do. But Martha got so, now let me tell you, this is where I would have a problem. If they got caught up in the mechanics and missed the mission of why they were greeting and making people feel at home. Their purpose, their mission is to make you feel at home so that that newness is stripped away so that when you get into the worship experience, it's not about being a new face in the crowd, but being a new voice that lifts his praise. Because for me, it's praises over faces any day. Anybody walking with me tonight? It's so easy to get caught up in all the things. As a publisher, both Dr. K and I are both publishers. There was a time that it would drive me crazy if there was a typo. After a while, there was somebody said, I read the book, I knew, I didn't even see the typos because I know what it was supposed to say. Yes, we try to give our best work, but sometimes that's not going to happen, but it does not distract from
the ministry and the mission if the intention stays on point. You can always correct it. But as publishers, as perfectionists, we want it. Let me say this to you. That perfection is an enemy. It is also it's a blessing and a curse. Martha wanted everything so perfect because she wanted to bless the man of God, the Son of God. But at the same time, it was a curse because it caused her to miss out on the perfect opportunity to be set free. Anybody caught that?
Come on.
That it is imperative. That ain't rhetorical. Y'all can talk back. Look at this. In this process, one of the things I need us to understand is that we can't get so booked and busy that we forget the reason we were booked in the first place. I can't get lost. I tell brides all the time, you can't get so caught up in your wedding day that you forget about the marriage.
Oh, wow.
And then you drive everybody crazy in the process. Martha came out and said, Jesus, can you tell Mary to get in here and do her share? And Jesus looked at Martha and said, from my vantage point, she's where she's supposed to be. And Martha, well, I appreciate all that you're doing. This should have been done before I got here. Can I tell you that oftentimes the reason that we're booked in business is because we procrastinated far too long? That's just a freebie as well. But let me go move on. We need to understand tonight that, like Martha, oftentimes we often find ourselves consumed by the tyranny of the urgent, distracted, the tyranny of the urgent. Oh, I got to get it done. This is the most important. That so much so that we get distracted by our never-ending to-do list that we forget that the reason that we're doing is now in place. Let me tell you something. As a pastor, it is important that everybody knows their place. And Natalie will attest to that it is so very easy on Sunday to get distracted. Wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. I want to see if that's going to do that again. Because I'm actually sitting in my car because the air is cooler in my car than it is in the house. So if y'all hear some strange noises, that's what it is. But look at this. It's Jesus on the go tonight. Okay, so I need you to understand in this process that we can get so caught up in how we want it to go that we become the distraction for what is supposed to happen by what we are supposing to happen. Anybody catch that? That we get so caught up in our program that we miss out on the purpose.
Amen.
So look, it's imperative in this season of booked and busy that we understand that this is the time to recognize that there are detrimental effects of this culture that often that overwhelm us, and it is time for us to seek a better way by not being so busy when busy is the burden. Then I can't get so caught up in trying. We have a friend that she will sew until the last minute, and it becomes a distraction because everybody's holding their breath, so much so that sometimes they're so busy rooting for her that they forget what they need to get done. And you know who I'm talking about, Ms. Arnett. So we are so busy because sometimes as creatives, the inspiration don't hit them until the last minute. Can I tell you that too can be a distraction?
Yes.
Because it distracts and detracts from the work because now we're just so busy trying to get it finished that we miss out on the finishes. Oh, come on, somebody. I know that. And so for some of us, that is how we operate. But it's imperative that we understand in this process that we can't be so busy that we miss out on what the purpose. We can't get booked and busy is a good thing, but when booked and busy becomes the priority, instead of why, what happens from being booked and busy, and who allowed us to be booked and busy. That's the problem. I often tell people that you prayed when it's a problem when you prayed for the job and you get the job, but you forgot who gave you the job.
Come on.
That oftentimes what happens in this process, if we look at Martha and Mary, there is a FOMO versus JOMO moment. What does that mean? Do you know how many of you know what FOMO
fear
is?
Missing out.
You know what? But see, some of us need to get some JOMO instead of some FOMO. You know what? It is the joy of missing out.
It's the joy
of missing out. Because some things we don't need to be everywhere doing everything. Take a pastor.
Amen.
Your presence may bring, it may cause shift in the room. If you are so booked and busy that you are burnt out, let me go back to that. Let me back up. That's me backing up. I need you to understand that also being booked and busy often causes us to have this fear of missing out on an opportunity. But oftentimes what we have to understand in this process is that some of the opportunities, they too are distractions. Because I need you.
Amen.
Well, Pastor, I hope you understand that I had this wedding and I had this bridal shower and so I had to miss church for the last 6 weeks. Well, while I'm glad you're booked and busy and that your business has taken off, there are times when you've also got to remember who is the priority. Because when you stop making him a priority, guess what? You are no longer a priority. So look at this.
Amen.
In this age of social media, we look at the fact that FOMO drives us to constantly seek validation and connection online. In other words, that if we look at it from the standpoint, what Martha really wanted was for Jesus. She wanted to get Jesus' attention by being booked and busy in the kitchen, by making sure that everything was right. She wanted to get a pat on the head or a pat on the back, and oftentimes what happens in the process is when it becomes so much about us and less about him, our goals are not met anyway, because when Jesus and God and Spirit see that they are not the center of attention, guess what? They go to the place where they are. Anybody catch that? Look at this. That we
are
bombarded
by images.
Say that again, Ms. Inez.
I just said what you just said. They go to the place where they are.
Exactly. And so what happens in this process is that when we have this fear of missing out and we have to be on every scene, we forget that there are times when I said it earlier in the message at the Edge service that we cause Jesus to hum the Larnell Harris tune, "I Miss My Time With You," because we're so booked and busy that now we don't have time to pray. We don't have time to participate. We don't have time to praise. We don't have time to be still and know that he is God, because we're so busy happens is that the time that we should have been giving him, we're not giving to people who often do not appreciate the effort that goes into what we do. Hands raised. That you are so busy trying to make sure that people are giving you 5-star ratings that you miss out on the moment to meet the creator of the star.
Amen.
So busy wanting people to give you a good review that you forget that at the end of time, the ultimate review needs to come from him, where he says, "Come on up. Your work is finished. Not depart from me. I knew you not. But God, I did all these things. I was booked and busy, but not in my name, but for your fame." Here's a rule of thumb. If it's about your name, it's about your fame and not his name, you need to really check yourself before you wreck yourself, because he has to be at the center of all that we do. Even when you are doing the thing to you as unto him, you are still supposed to be a testimony to him for the work that if he is the giver of every good and perfect gift, you need to show them what the gift looks like when it is being perfected as unto him. Not for your fame, but not for your name, but his name. Make him famous.
Amen.
Make him famous. But if we look at it, that we look at Mary, we embrace the JOMO, the joy of missing out, by disconnecting from the noise, the white noise of social media, the white noise of pats on the back, the white noise of our influencers, our like, the clicking of the like, the hoping to get the attention of somebody famous so that you can then extract that and say, see? Hoping that that will attract more people, but what it has done is detracted from the purpose in which God did not just give you the gift. He gave it to you so that you would benefit and be blessed by it, but he also gave it to you so that you would bless his name, so that you would praise his name, that you would lift his name by saying, see, if it had not been for my God-given gift. As a Renaissance man, one of the things that I tell people, it ain't nobody but God, lest any man, but what does the scripture say? Let me go to it just in case. Somebody forgot what it said. I don't want to misquote it, lest any. Hold on. I'm putting it in. Thank God I ain't got
to
turn some pages. If Ephesians 8:2-9, for by the grace we are saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Not by works, so that no man will boast. It's easy to get caught up and want to boast on. We want to brag and we want to boast about what we did. But at the end of the day, it ain't what we did. It's what God did through us, in us, for us. Amen?
Yeah.
But here we have Mary who disconnects from the noise, much like we need to with social media, and embraces the present moment. To serve this present age, my calling to fulfill. Amen? Look at this. Look, we have to cultivate. In this moment, we have to cut off so that we can cultivate deeper connections with God and not connections with, I often say this, that folks, where we trying to get likes from that we don't even like. And don't really like us.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Come on. Look at this. So that we can develop the deeper connections with God and others, finding joy in the simple thing, of the simplicity of, look, breakfast together. Not talking about, look, I don't want to be in no chat group that's going to talk about what's going on with Beyonce and Jay-Z. I'd rather be in a small group that's talking about how good God's been.
Amen.
But we get
Amen.
So caught up. We gotta. What God is saying is that I don't want you distracted because your destiny awaits. It's so easy to get caught up on current events and social media, and I still can't think of that term that I wanted earlier. That we get caught up on all these things. We know a bunch of facts about. What's the sense of knowing? Let's go to Scripture. Scripture says it. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? There's some of us, we are inundated and inclusive of so many factoids about this one, that one. I got a friend that can tell you everything about Whitney Houston, but can't tell you nothing about Jesus. Except that he loves me. And the only reason he knows that is because Whitney Houston sang it. We can't get so caught up where celebrities become our gods. I'm an Oprahphile. I love Oprah. I love what she does. I'm inspired by her. I love Tabitha Brown. I'm a part of Tab's crew. But one of the things that I love about the two of them is that they give all credit and honor to him first. It's not about them. It's not about them. When you find people that it's all about them, it's time to leave. When people make it about them, I tell people on Sunday, yes, I love dressing up for church. That's a tradition of our culture. But look, if it's going to distract from who's in the room, then put me in some sackcloth, and let me show up that way. If I'm going to be, if how I dress as unto him. I want you to see how good God has been. But if that becomes a distraction that I'm so caught up on making sure that I have a great outfit to wear on a Sunday and forgetting the reason that I'm showing up on Sunday, I don't need to show out on Sunday. I need him to show up on Sunday and let him do the showing out. But in this process, Mary says that I would rather be with Jesus. And look, the Holy Spirit just dropped it and said, Mary said, Martha, you in there trying to fix something to eat, but you missing the spiritual food. How many of us get caught up on the choir but miss the message of the music? Miss the message. We get so we can't wait for the pastor to hoop because that's our favorite part, but we didn't get anything along the way, so that we get caught up in the emotionalism of it all and we miss the spiritual purpose of the spoken word to set the captive free. So you are still bound because all you did was feel good in the moment and forgot that it wasn't about a feeling, it was about a finding an answer in the word, finding direction in the word, finding hope in the word. Amen?
So we get
so distracted by the trappings of church and we forget about what church is really about, then we leave worse than we came. Because we were hyped up long enough, it's like using some kind of stimulant. You're up for a minute, but when you come crashing down, everything takes on a whole different appearance and purpose. I need you to hear me tonight that it's so easy to get distracted and forget why. It's what Kirk Franklin says. He's the reason why we sing. If we forget the reason why we sing, the reason why we preach, the reason why we serve, then something happens in the process. Mary could not forget. She said, we're doing it as unto him, but we forgot that he's here. Look at this. Point number three. What time is it? I don't want to overstay my welcome. Hold on just a second. Let's see what time is it.
Only 10 o'clock.
Okay. So look at this, that one of the things that we know tonight is that there needs to be in this present age that we need to be mindful of when we're booking busy, never to let our bookings become our God, to become our blessing. While the booking is a blessing, we can never forget who blessed us with the booking. Secondly, we can't get so busy that we have the fear of missing out, that we then forget about the joy of missing out, not being everywhere, but being in the Lord's house on the Lord's day, serving the Lord. That's where the joy of missing out. I don't need to be at the park today. If that event is going on afterwards, after I've given him his, then I can go and recline and rejoice with the community. But if me missing out on time with him takes the place, then we got to get our priorities right. And because oftentimes the misalignment of our priorities is an even greater distraction. Amen? As I alluded earlier, when you get so caught up, I said in the earlier service that we go online looking for something in particular. Sometimes we'll even go on as we prepare our message to find a factoid that we think is important and imperative to the message. And then we get caught up in social media and clicking likes and all of these things that we get so distracted by the social media and our digital age, that there has to be a detox that happens in the process, because our devices become a constant companion. How many of us, we don't feel right if we don't have our phone? Amen, and present. Look at this, that we keep ourselves tethered to the virtual world of notifications and what distractions. How many of us understand tonight that whether it's the allure of the endless scroll, that we get into a deeper dive, that we go down the rabbit hole, or the pressure to maintain an online presence? How many of us understand that there are people who will tell you that it's imperative that you post X amount of times a day, that you have, that you are constantly having, because it's about the brand? Well, let me say this to you tonight, that when the brand becomes your God, you have to understand that God is not in your brand. That when we get so caught up about our brand that folks no longer can see the blessing of the brand, that we were blessed with the brand by God, and all they can see is the brand, and all they hype is the brand, and all we care about is the brand. When the brand becomes your God, it becomes idolatrous, and guess what? Jesus said, I'm going to let you have your brand. Because the only brand that true Christians need to be worried about is what? Saved and sanctified. That we understand that while our brand is a blessing, that he is the one that blesses us coming in and blesses us going out. He blesses us in the city. He blesses us in the country. He blesses us in the morning, the noonday. The brand ain't going to never bless you like us. What the song say? Can't nobody do me like Jesus.
Do me like Jesus.
But we get so caught up. So sometimes there has to be a digital detox that we have to unplug unplug from society and then plug into the Savior. Amen. Look at this. And lastly, we have to understand that we, instead of choosing to be around Jesus and doing all the things that surround Jesus, that we need to make sure that when it's time, even, yes, it's one thing to sing a pretty praise song. It's another thing to praise an awesome God. That we never get so caught up in doing the stuff of church that we miss church. The stuff of ministry, that we miss ministry. The stuff that looks like Jesus, but we miss Jesus. What you mean by that? Oh, yes, we know all the scriptures, and we know all, we can quote them some backwards and forwards, and we know where they are, and we know what they're about, but we miss out on who they're about and who they're for. It is imperative tonight that you not get distracted in your church work, so much that your church work that you forget why you work.
Well,
the reason for the work. You can't get so caught up in your pretty voice that you forget the reason why you sing. Amen?
Amen.
I'm done. I hope this word has blessed you. Now, don't get distracted. Be not weary in well-doing. It's so easy to get distracted by what you're doing, that you forget the reason you're doing. Martha got so caught up in what she was doing, she forgot why she was doing it. I'm done. Hopefully this word
blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Father, thank you for it. got distracted and I keep forgetting. Can't forget what Jesus has done for you. Amen. 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 I think Pastor Betty is out there. If you would be so kind as to the invitation to discipleship, if not, Apostle Chris.
Amen, amen, and amen to that awesome
amen.
Word of God and awesome messenger of God through whom the word was delivered. Amen. Thank and praise God for reminding us to not get caught up in the distractions, to stay focused on what we're doing and who we're doing it for. Amen. To God be the glory. On tonight, amen, as we come into his presence with word and with singing, amen, and with a togetherness of heart, it is at this time that many say we open the doors of the church. I like to say that we open the arms of Jesus to come to him for discipleship.
Amen.
Amen. So at this point is a very serious and sacred moment where someone is pondering in their mind and in their imagination whether or not I should make this move. There's so many distractions and so much going on in my life that I have no answers. I don't know which way to turn. I seem to just be getting more and more confused, and every path I go down, it seems to be a roadblock. I'm not sure which way to go. I came to tell you tonight that Jesus is the way. He's the truth, and he is the life. Tonight, if this word resonated within your spirit, if you're tired of being alone, distracted, confused, discombobulated, or just fearful of what's going on in this world, and you want to seek safety, and you want to seek refuge, and you want to seek divine supernatural protection, it's only found in the arms of Jesus Christ, amen, the one who hung, bled, and died at Calvary for the remission of our sins. The one who says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, because his yoke is easy and his burdens are light. He said, the day that you come to me, I will in no wise cast you aside. Call upon me while I may be heard. Today is the acceptable day of salvation for some and for even yet many more to come. Someone is going to make that decision tonight that they are tired of being sick and tired. And they want to live a life filled with purpose, a life filled with destiny, a life filled with joy, and above all things, a life filled with peace. So as we offer this invitation to discipleship to you on tonight, we want you to take a moment to just bow your head and just repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I want to make you my Lord of Lords and my King of Kings, my Lord. I repent of any wrongdoing. I repent of my sin. I repent of omission, commission, willful. Any sins that I've committed, Lord God, I admit that I am a sinner and I'm only saved by your grace. I'm asking you, Lord, tonight to forgive me, to create in me a clean heart, and to renew the right spirit within me. I want to find joy. I want to find healing. I want to find deliverance for my weary soul. As I accept you as my Lord and as my Savior, I want to say thank you, God, for forgiving me. Thank you for giving me another opportunity, another chance, another opportunity at becoming a new creature in you. Where I can say this is the new day of a new life with you. I thank you, Lord God, because you are a good God. You are a miracle-working God. You are a way-making God. I ask you, Lord, to make a way for me out of no way. move in only a way that you can. Make yourself real unto me. Manifest your presence upon me. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Yeah. And amen. You prayed that prayer with me. You are now saved. You're sanctified. And you're on your way to heaven. Amen.
Yes.
Welcome
amen.
To the
amen.
Family of Jesus Christ. Welcome, welcome, welcome. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And if you want to ever contact anybody who is on the line, we have Pastor Rick. We have the Bennetts, Apostle Chris and Pastor Betty, and we also have Reverend Carolyn on the line. You can always send me an email at letsdoitradio@gmail.com or always join us in the chat room as well. So we just want to thank each and every one of you all for joining us this evening. And you're always welcome, welcome, welcome. As I say, welcome once, welcome twice, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Let's Do It Radio congregation. And now the floor is open to the ministers. If you want to say anything to Reverend Rick, I'm just going to call him Reverend Rick, Pastor Rick, Reverend Carolyn. You might be on mute. Okay. Amen. Go,
I'm going to go in there. I'm going to jump in there if I can.
Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Because this man of God is one that I just admire so much. I've never met him,
mm-hmm.
but mm-hmm. the words that he says stirs my spirit so. It puts me in the mind of Jesus as he tells about the kingdom of God and what it's like in the form of parables where even a child cannot err. And I just like the way that his deliverance is so unique. You cannot forget what he teaches. You cannot forget what he preaches. It stays with you. It sticks and it stays. And it becomes thought-provoking in you. To go back and take a look at what you're doing and why you're doing it and who you're doing it for.
Amen.
If it's not making a difference and moving you closer to your destiny, which is the kingdom of God, then maybe it needs to be eliminated out of your life. So I just thank and praise God for that word on tonight. I give him all the glory, honor, and praise for you, Pastor Rick. Amen. God bless you. You keep teaching and preaching that word the way you're doing. And it's going to change many, many lives to come.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know if Apostle Chris wants to say anything. If he's
I think he's on another line right now. He'll say something shortly.
Okay. And Reverend Carolyn, you out there? Or she might have got caught up. You know how she gets caught up. She has to put herself on mute. That's okay. She does. She gets caught up. And the music I was playing, I didn't know she was back there shouting or not. But hopefully the music lifted up and got everybody started this today. But anybody have any announcements before I go into my announcements? Pastor Rick, you got any announcements?
There are announcements soon to come. I'm not at liberty to do it just yet, but we thank God for what he's doing. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. One more again. All right. Pastor Betty.
I do have one announcement. Of course, we're planning to be on the air with you again throughout the week on next week, but before next Sunday. Amen. We will be going out to feed the masses, and that is called taking it to the streets. Amen.
That is where we
take the word outside the four walls, and we take it out into the streets, and we minister to those who are less fortunate, to those who are poor in spirit. Amen. Because Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall be filled. Someone's got to take the message out to them that Jesus loves them and Jesus cares. And not only can we just take the word, amen, but it's hard to deliver that word and have it stick with a hungry stomach. It is when you're hungry and you don't have a place, a safe place to lay your head. And so you have to meet the immediate need of the mankind.
Come on.
And then, of course, we meet the spiritual need. Amen. We meet them where they are. And we're doing it all, not just for the sake of Christ, but in Christ.
Amen.
As ambassadors of Christ. Nothing that we do is for our glory and our edification. But yet everything is pointing back to the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And so we thank and praise God. Keep us in prayer as we venture out to the Compassion Center at 2:30 on next Saturday when our seasoned saints will be serving. Amen.
Amen.
The community out there. And I call them seasoned saints. Here's what I put a little twist on it. They're called seasoned saints because we like to put a little seasoning in our food. Amen.
Amen.
Makes them want to come back again and again and again. But it's an awesome, awesome task. And I think we all know why we're doing it. Even Jesus wouldn't send the multitude away hungry. So just praise our strength in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. And what do you call the young folks when they minister
They are the young disciples. They are the young disciples.
The young
of Christ.
Disciples. Amen.
And they go out on the first Saturday in the month, and praise God, this month was their first time, and so they'll go out again. You know, they carry the hot dogs and the chili dogs and the chips and cookies and Cokes. But I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful that the Spirit of the Lord moved up on their heart to want to give back. And they range in ages from 8 to 34.
Amen.
And I'm just so excited that God is moving in, you know, that generation, the next gen, the current gen, new gen. And he's building a foundation in them even now that it is better to give than to receive. In this case, they understand that, you know, that these individuals have less than what they have. And so they take pleasure. They take pleasure in doing what they're doing. So, again, it's just an exciting time in the Lord. Amen. It's just an amazing time. I thank and praise God for all that he is doing and giving us the strength and the stamina to carry out his will and his work in this earthen realm. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Reverend Carolyn, you out there yet? Okay. The announcements that I have, of course, Ms. Inessa, let's talk about it on Tuesday and Thursday of next week. And then on the third Sunday, we have Reverend Carolyn Williamson, who will be bringing us the word. She's out of Yakima. She's on the line with us as well. So she will be bringing the word. This month is just going by so quickly. Tomorrow is tax day. So if you don't have your taxes in, get that extension, because I'm going to have to go somewhere and find me a piece of paper to get some extension or something, because I haven't done my taxes. But anyways, I don't have much to claim. Okay. Thank you.
You can go online and either print out the form, or I think you can fill it out online and file that extension.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so, of course, the week after we have, you know, Reverend Ronnie Marshall doing Bible study on Wednesday evening. And we had a good Bible study last time. Then he will be speaking on the fourth Sunday of the month. So this month is almost over. It's halfway over. Lord Jesus is coming for show, as they say, because the time is winding up. So it's just coming faster and faster and faster. And, of course, in June we have the World Vitiligo Day, and that's June the 21st to the 24th. And that conference is held in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I always say, mark your calendars, get your tickets and hotels early so you don't have to be paying them big bills, so you can put it towards something else. And as Pastor Betty was saying, at the Compassion Center in Little Rock, Arkansas, that's where she is located, because she didn't say that. That's where she's located, and that's where they feed the homeless, taking us to the streets in Little Rock, Arkansas, feeding the minds, the bodies, and the souls. and that's each that's third Saturdays of each month at 2:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And the Eagle Saints brings the word in the morning at 3 a.m. Pacific, 4 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Central, and 6 a.m. Eastern. And their conference line, if you want to join them, is 605-472-5587. And the PIN is 931-403-POUND. That's 931-403-POUND. And if you ever miss anything, yeah, I know you can always come back and listen again. But to keep me on the line, you got to sow a seed to keep us the radio on the air, and donations can go through the Cash App, $ANAISEVALCOUR, and through Venmo at MZ-INEZ, or through Zelle if you know my cell phone or my telephone number. And again, a big Let's Hear Radio thank you to our worldwide listening audience for joining in, and of course to Pastor J. Rick Rollins II out of Central Florida, which we call Tampa, and he ministers through the Edge Community Church of Central Florida, and I believe that's online, so you can always catch him online on Sundays, and that's at 7:30. What time is that?
It varies. It's original time
depends.
Of 6:45. It depends on what's going on, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, and that's Eastern Standard Time. So
yes,
please join him. If you have a topic you want to discuss, you can always hit me up at letsdoaradio@gmail.com, and I'd love to hear from you so we can get more topics out there. The last two times were Hidden in Plain Sight. We talked about satanic symbols, and so we had parts one and two, so if you want to go back and listen to them, it was rather interesting. The first one was really interesting, so I don't know if you want to go back and listen to that, but it was different. It was interesting, so we did that. So if you have anything on your chest and you need to get it off, holla at a sister on Tuesdays and Thursdays to get it off your chest. And talk, Ms. Inez says, let's talk about it. We may be discussing your topic in a future evening. So, hey, you got something that's just burning that you want to get off, come and talk to me. You know who I am. I've been your hostess for the evening, Ms. Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Inez Valcour Designs, broadcasting to the World Wide Web at www.blogtalkradio.com/letstheradio. You can share, you can subscribe, you can like us, you can subscribe to us, and just get the word out there that we are here, that I'm here. I don't say I because y'all bring me in, so I say we as a community are here to help you out. So, again, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. And the thought of the week is there's no better time for a fresh start than the moment of change. Let me say that as I say one more again. There's no better time for a fresh start than the moment of change. And, again, I want to thank each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart. And if nobody has said that they love you, I love you. I want y'all to love each other, love on each other, but love God. So thank you, thank you, thank you, each and every one of you. And just for being there with me, because as they say, you didn't have to do it, but I'm so glad you did. It's back in your hands, Pastor J. Rick Rollins. Amen.
Well, as we prepare to leave this place, I would just remind you, it's so easy to get distracted.
Amen.
This is a season where the enemy knows, and so does the inner me. Let's not give the enemy too much power. But the inner me knows. And when the inner me distracts us, it's because he knows to him, he or she, them, it, knows that greater work is coming.
Amen. Amen.
We cannot be afraid of greater work because we serve a great God.
Amen.
And who better to do greater work for than a great God? because our God is greater, amen, than
amen.
Anything.
Amen.
But Pastor Bitter, you said something earlier that made a lot of sense. That oftentimes we get so caught up in church work that we forget who we're working for. And what you're doing, like you said, it's not about you. It's about those souls that are sitting there that just need somebody. They are one day away from poverty or starvation or sometimes even suicide. And so what the work that you're doing, when the scripture says, be not weary in well-doing, it gets tiring. Because oftentimes we get distracted by the number of people that don't want to help do the work but say that they're saved, sanctified, blah, 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 blah. It can't be about them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trick of the enemy and the enemy to distract us with who's not doing. Because the whole idea behind that is to get you to stop from doing. Let's not allow that to happen. We can't. It's not about the numbers. It's not about the people that are showing up or pastors who are planting ministries and or working. It can't be about who showed up on Sunday. I've watched great ministries take a fall because of something that happened. That doesn't stop them from being great because they serve a God who is greater. If your ministry is can I say this? I know we're going, and you know normally I don't talk a whole lot, but I was thinking about this while y'all were talking. But this is one of the things that we have got to stop doing, and this is why the detox from social media and all of that. I'm not saying that you just have to cut it off, but stop comparing yourself to mega ministries. Stop comparing yourself to ministries who can do this, that, or the other thing. That's a distraction. Can I tell you that what they're doing is what they're doing? You do what you came to do.
Amen.
You came to do. So what if there's a bigger feeding ministry? That doesn't matter. That bigger feeding ministry attracts a group of folks that go there. But what you're doing, it's for the people that God has even ordained in that moment and made for spiritual and divine connection.
Yes.
We can't get caught up on this. We can't get caught up. Look, I was talking to Dr. K tonight, and I was saying to her, there have been people that, well, when are you going back into a building? I'm not going to get caught up in the building because the building becomes a distraction. What do you mean it becomes a distraction, Pastor? It becomes a distraction when you got to figure out how to pay for the building. It becomes a distraction when you got to figure out when there are not people showing up to be in the building, or when there's so much work that you begin to resent the building, and when you start resenting the building, you start resenting the people, and you start resenting the Christ that you serve because you are distracted by the trappings of church instead of the true meaning of church.
Amen.
So don't be in such a big – you remember what our parents used to tell us? Don't be in such a hurry to grow up. Don't be in such a hurry to become. Let me tell you, I've been a part of a mega ministry. It ain't cute. Because what they say, new levels, new what? New who?
Devil.
The bottom line is this, exactly. And it's not the horned kind of devils. I'm talking about just the crazy stuff comes up. And it becomes a distraction. There was my grandmama used to say, stay little while little still got you. And it's important that you allow God to growth is often a distraction. Because when we start these ministries, we have these grandiose ideas of what it's going to be. And oftentimes that's where we make our biggest mistake. It isn't about how great or how big it's going to be. It's what kind of impact
is it
going to have?
Yes.
So let's not get distracted. Let's not get distracted by the trappings of church and all this foolishness on social media, because people only show you the good stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, those couples that look like they're so happy and so in love, and they're so, oh, they're just this, and they may be happy and in love, but there's some moments when they get on each other's nerves. There's a couple, love them, but I've seen them when they got on each other's nerves. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't, that's when the camera should have been rolling. It was not pretty. So even in ministry, when you see how great and baby, they got their moments too. They have their moments too because we're all people. Let's not get distracted on how pretty it is and how perfect it looks. Let's always remember, and because that's so easy for us, because we want our churches, we want it to be great. Pastors, we want our services to be flawless. They can't be flawless when you're dealing with flawed people. Stuff's going to happen. Emotions get in the way. Sister so-and-so mad because Sister so-and-so decided to bake sweet potato pies, and now everybody's crazy talking about how great her pies is, so she ain't going to never make another pie a day in her life because she just ain't going to do it because she makes the pie.
Praise God. Amen.
I ain't going to sing no more because Sister so-and-so, so, she stole my solo. It wasn't your solo in the first place. You know, so all I'm saying to you is, if we keep the main thing, guess what? The main thing is always the main thing.
Amen.
I'm done. Sorry, I didn't mean to rattle on, but we bless God for you tonight.
I have a quick comeback to that. You know, one of the songs my sister Inez that resonated in my spirit today as we were opening up for discipleship was a song by, I think it's Marvin Whining. Well, who's going to tell them? So we're all behind the walls and we're all bickering with each other. Who's going to go out there and tell the lost sinner man? Who's going to tell them that Jesus loves them? Who's going to tell them that someone cares? Who's going to tell them that there's a better way? Who's going to tell them that there's someone who can turn their night into day? So somebody's got to warn them. Somebody's got to tell them. You know, and I just thank and praise God because that song just really came in alignment with this, and it touched my spirit so today. And I thank and praise God for your comment. Letting me know that you keep on keeping on because only what we do for Christ is going to last. Amen.
That's it. Amen. Only what we do for him. They're not going to remember how many cars were in the parking lot. How many people were in the seats. They're only going to remember the souls that got saved.
Amen.
They're going to only remember the lives that were changed. Benefited. You know, and the trappings of church is so easy to get caught up because I come from a technological background with television. I believe that every good pastor should be on TV. I will always believe that because it's still a form of ministry. But when the television ministry becomes more important than the ministry, then it's time to shut those cameras up. What Ty Trivett said, he stripped everything down and they went back to bare bones. They're not online. They have no online presence, et cetera, et cetera. For me, that was extreme, but if that's what the Lord told him to do, that's what the Lord told him to do. But the bottom line is, if you're going to do it, remember why you're doing it.
Amen.
Right.
It is not to become famous. Mm. The only person that we want to make famous in this whole process is God, and he already famous. So we ain't got to work on that.
Well.
You know. So,
amen.
So let's just continue. Let's remember why we do it. And whatever we do it as unto him, and he'll bless it and give the increase. Amen.
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 We're sorry, Sister Inez. We're sorry.
You're fine. No. Because sometimes things have to be said regardless of what it takes and who says what, when, where, and why. I let God talk because, you know, you never know who's listening and who may benefit from what's being said. So I just let them go because they'd be doing it on something else. So I just let them go. I just let them go. So we're ready. We're doing the benediction, Pastor Rick, or you did it already?
Well, it's done, basically. Well, okay,
oh,
Father God, as we leave this place, as we leave this place, but not your care, we ask you now that we would leave this place in peace, but not pieces. God, we ask you now that if we would go throughout this week, that you would protect us, keep us, and God, remind us to not be distracted by the things of this world, but instead be attracted to the things of you. We ask you now, God, that as we would move from this place, but not your care, that you would dispatch angels that will lead us and guide us, that will speak to us, that will comfort us. God, let your spirit permeate in us and through us, that we may change lives of those that we encounter. Now to him that is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore.
Yes.
Love you to the edge and back. Until next time, take care.
To the edge and back. Amen, amen, amen.
I can never get away from Pastor Delina without singing this song. It was a song that I wrote, probably over 40 years ago, I guess. I was leaving out of a church service in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and we were in the church, and it was just a wonderful time, and I was riding with the campus pastor at that time and his wife, and I was sitting in the back seat, and as we were going through the city, we passed a bar, and all of a sudden, a fight broke out, and we kept riding, and one of the persons in the car remarks, "Oh, that's a shame. They in there fighting. They ought to be in church." And I thought that, and I said, "But who's going to tell them Jesus loves them? Who's going to tell them there's a better way? And who's going to warn them of the things coming on them so God can turn their nights today?" I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it.
Hallelujah.
Who's going to tell him that Jesus loves him? Who's going to tell him there's a better way? Who's going to warn them of the things coming on them so God can turn their night today? Somebody's got a warning. Somebody's got to tell them. Would you help me say somebody?
Somebody's got a warning.
Oh, yeah, somebody got to tell them.
Somebody's got to tell them.
So I want to ask you, wherever you are, who's going to tell
them? Who's going to tell them?
Who's gonna tell them there's a better way? Who's gonna warn them of the things coming on them so God can
turn their night?
Who's gonna tell them that Jesus loves them? Who's gonna tell them there's a better way? Say with me, somebody got a warning.
Somebody's got a warning.
need some volunteers to raise your hand, raise your heart and say, I'm going to tell them.
I'm going to tell them.
Jesus loves
them.
I'm going to
tell them.
There's a better way.
Like this.
Never thought that I was gonna
love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, I love him, I love him, love him, love him, I love him.
Amen, amen, amen. Don't get distracted. To love God, and God will love you. In Jesus' name we pray, and the church says amen, amen, amen again. Be blessed, stay blessed until we meet again. Stay safe. Love, peace, and blessings. Amen. Good night.